This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of quarterback talk tonight. I'll say it again, a lot of quarterback talk tonight. We got a quarterback who has retired. We have a probably future Hall of Famer that we hope plays on Sunday. And this is Wednesday. We're going to have a top six list. And because we're talking about quarterbacks, we're going to talk about the best quarterbacks here in the 21st century. The top six, of course. Shout outs to everybody listening across North America. People in Hawaii, folks in Alaska, Texas, New York, Boston, Florida, Nebraska. What's up, Nebraska? Cleveland. Just everywhere. I appreciate each and every single one of you all. The show gets started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. And thank you to everybody who called up in that first hour. Anytime you want to listen to the show, if you ever miss a minute of the show, it's very simple. You can download the free radio.com app. All you got to do is hit rewind. The show is available for 24 hours. Simple. The free radio.com app. Shout out to everybody listening on their local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, and also on a smart speaker. Let's get back to these phone lines. I told you about Phil Rivers. He's retiring. He's done after 17 years, 16 with the Chargers, 1 year here with the Colts. He's decided to call it a wrap. And a matter of fact, I want you to hear what he had to say after that narrow loss in the divisional round 2 weeks ago to the Buffalo Bills. Listen.
Whatever God's will is for me and my family, if it's here in Indy playing of the year, then we'll be here. And if it's not, I'll be on a sideline somewhere. I know where. I'll be on the sideline with the Bobcat, coaching the heck out of a high school football team down in South Alabama.
And that's exactly what he will be doing. The 8-time Pro Bowler, the man who made 240 straight starts. He's fifth all-time in passing yards. He's fifth all-time in touchdowns. He's fifth in completions. I think he's going to the Hall of Fame. Is he in the same category of a Tom Brady when it comes to winning? Is he have Super Bowls too, like in Eli or Big Ben? No. He has a 5-7 record in the playoffs. But when you think about how long he played, the level that he played it at, even the ability to even be considered or be in that spot. I think he goes in. There aren't particular boxes that you have to check just to get into the Hall of Fame. There's nothing in the NFL or, excuse me, the Pro Football Hall of Fame that says you have to have an MVP. You have to have, played 10 seasons, 15 seasons. You don't have to have X amount of yards or X amount of touchdowns. Think about Terrell Davis, running back for the Denver Broncos. We spoke to him a few months ago. He's in the Hall of Fame. Come on, that guy just burst out of a cannon. Here we are. Knee injuries kept him out at the running back position. killing it. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's recent. So there's no set criteria. You get nominated. 100 guys gets narrowed down to five. Five gets voted on. The panelists or the voters, which they are 48, they are members of the media. They decide whether or not you go into the Hall of Fame. We had Terrell Owens on a couple of nights ago. Come on now. T.O. is a first ballot Hall of Famer. They didn't vote him in the first time, quite frankly, because they didn't like him. Come on, he was balling out of his mind. So I don't want to go out on a limb and just say, oh, the NFL or the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's like entering into the pearly gates. I mean, they had T.O. floating around in purgatory. So stick Phil Rivers in. If you would have asked me maybe a couple of years ago, I'd be like, hell nah. I said no. But all things considered, stick him in. Put him in. Over the past 17 years, let's be real. I don't think you're going to find, maybe 15 quarterbacks. He's probably right there. Put him in. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Would you put Phil Rivers in the Hall of Fame? Rick is calling straight out of San Diego. Rick, what you think about this man?
For every reason that you just gave, yes, he deserves to be there. And for one other reason, the fact that he played for the Chargers for so long and did as well as he did. Marshall from San Diego kind of stole my thunder there. But, yeah, that's another reason why. And Dan Fouts is in the Hall of Fame. Why not Philip Rivers?
Right. And Dan Fouts, man, he early in the 80s, he was slinging that rock, man. And
that's right.
You went from one slinger and an offensive record breaker. I don't want to say Phil Rivers was a record breaker like Fouts, but he was out there slinging that rock, man.
That's right. I mean, and for the Chargers, you know, I mean, I've been a Charger fan since 1966. I'm 62 years old. And, you know, all I can remember for the longest time was how the Chargers would have a great season and they'd, you know, maybe even go to the Super Bowl. And then the next year they'd tear the team apart.
Yeah.
You have to play with some other, you know, new squad, same quarterback with a new squad almost. You know, every time we had a winning season, we would do that the next year. So, you know, in situations like that and doing as well as he did, yeah, he deserves to be there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Rick, for calling up from San Diego. I appreciate you. Eric is calling from South Carolina. Eric, what do you say? Phil Rivers Hall of Famer, yes or no?
I do say he's a Hall of Famer just based on the fact that going back 17 years ago in that draft, if you would have went to the Giants, you probably would have had a good career just like Eli. It wasn't his fault that the team put around him. He always gave 100%. Even when he was hurt, he went out there and tried. What else do we really ask for? We work with what we got, and I think he did his best.
Okay. Thank you, Eric from South Carolina. Excellent call. Succinct, straight to the point. Sean from San Diego, what do you say?
Yeah, Jared, listen, I hope it represents San Diego a little bit better than what I've heard. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, been down in San Diego for 35 years, okay? The stats we all know about, the last 12 of his 13 years, including this year, he threw for over 4,000 yards, 250 or 40-plus games in a row. It's staggering beyond belief. The top five for touchdowns and also yardage is amazing. But on top of that, as your last caller just alluded to, Mr. Fouts is in the Hall of Fame, and he, you know, does not have a Super Bowl. Nor does Dan Marino. And I got to say this, in terms of righting a wrong, when you put Philip Rivers in there, for the NFL to right a wrong, put Don Coryell in there as well, too. Okay? That's all I have to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean, for calling from San Diego. I thought his phone was deep in the depths of his pocket. I didn't want to hang up, but thank you. Mike from Pittsburgh. Mike, can I hear you clearer than that?
This is Mike in Pittsburgh. You can hear me.
Mike.
Yeah.
I can hear you. You calling me on a what are you calling me on, like a phone from 2030?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, you sound good, man. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, yes. Actually, I was a big Rivers fan. You know, when Pittsburgh went out of the playoffs, I loved watching the guy. I mean, I always wanted him to win the Super Bowl. It was like one of my things. I was like, why can't this guy just win one? And
Tom Brady.
I didn't realize how big he was. He was 6'7", and he threw like he was like 6 foot, you know?
6'5".
And,
6'5".
6'5". Yeah, he was like 6'5". Guy was a big dude. And even a weird release that he had, they said he had a weird release, but, I mean, the numbers show, like, all of his numbers there are just for him to also be there for, like the guys you got, you said, for 16 years. You don't even see quarterbacks staying that long in any team anymore. You're lucky if you make it in there, you know. So when you find a good quarterback, they knew they had one, they kept them. And he didn't win a Super Bowl, no, but his stats are there, so I say put him in.
Okay. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Pittsburgh. Let's go to James. He's calling up from New Orleans. James, what do you say?
Hey, JR, I agree with what you said in the beginning, that if I had an elite of elite, I wouldn't put him in. But, you know, what you said afterwards, being all things considered, I think he definitely deserves to be in. And I got a couple of reasons. I give you one. You stop me when you want, of course. But one of the reasons is you look like you made the good point about the top five in passing and top five in touchdowns. Look at the running backs, the top 10 running backs in the history of rushing and the top 10 receivers as far as receptions and yardage. All those guys are in the Hall of Fame unless they're still playing or their number hasn't come up yet. So that's one reason. Another reason is that you can't stop, like a guy like Barry Sanders, of course it's a different position, but a guy like Barry Sanders, wasn't it great watching him? The same with Rivers. It's great watching those kind of players. He never went to a Super Bowl. Of course, it wasn't Barry Sanders' fault. But, I mean, you would never dream of not putting because he didn't win a championship. And some great quarterback, NFL quarterback, talked about Dan Marino a little while ago on the radio. And he says, when you watched him throw the ball, if you didn't appreciate and know how great he was, you didn't know football. So even though he didn't win a Super Bowl, I don't think that's a reason to hold him out.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, James, for calling from New Orleans. It's tough. I don't know if the word is tough or it's too easy to just throw Dan Marino's name around at times and just say, well, he didn't win a Super Bowl like Dan Marino. It's just like, okay, yeah, but Dan Marino was an exception. Dan Marino proved, with or without a ring, that he was one of the best quarterbacks of all time. It doesn't have as much to do with who was around him or the championship. He was just that guy. It's like if we went ahead and said, okay, well, we got Patrick Mahomes. He never won a ring. We just know he's one of the best, regardless of what he's done. But thank God there's no set criteria. You can have a multitude of accomplishments that can go ahead and get you in a Hall of Fame. So I just think using Dan Marino's name and just saying that, well, he didn't win a Super Bowl just like Dan Marino, I just think that's lazy, because Dan Marino was in a whole nother stratosphere from every other quarterback who didn't win a Hall of Fame. Damn it. John Elway was right there until the end. He was right there in that category. Like, okay, where's the championships? Oh, yeah, there's Terrell Davis. He helped out, right? Eddie's calling from San Diego. Eddie, what do you say?
How's it going, JR? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, Eddie.
Awesome, man. I'm calling in to defend my man, Phillip Rivers. First of all, I'm looking at his stats right here. He's fifth all time in passing, fifth all time in touchdown passing as well, in yards and touchdowns
and completions.
And what I see there too is something that people also don't really look at, is the fact that he was sitting on the bench for 2 years behind Breeze before he even had the opportunity to throw his first pass.
I mentioned that, Eddie. And then when he did, they basically the next year he played, they went to the AFC title game. He's running around out there with busted up knees. Yeah, I did.
Absolutely. And and for other people to say he didn't have a team around him, he had two other Hall of Famers that he came up with, which was Tomlinson and also Gates. So altogether, he helped them get to that level as well. And I feel like he deserves to be a Hall of Famer because he helped those other Hall of Famers get to that level. Yes, he doesn't have the rings like Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, everyone else that's ahead of him on that list. But with the years in the league and everything, if you really look at those numbers, it was amazing what this man did. And especially knowing that he went to the championship game and put it all out on the line. He played with a torn ACL.
Yeah,
the guy put all kinds of passion into everything he did and every single Sunday.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Eddie, for calling from San Diego. That's right. In 2007, I told you he was out there with the busted knees. He led to two interceptions. Unfortunately, that's the closest he got to a Super Bowl. Tom Brady went. What else is new? That's just what it is, Tom Brady. Anthony's calling from Chicago. Anthony, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, JR? Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Anthony, you going to listen to me or you going to talk? What's up? Oh, too late. Joe from San Diego, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're all great, Joe.
Excellent. You know, naturally I'm a homer, San Diego, so I gotta back up our guy, Philip Rivers. You know, I think the intent of the Hall of Fame was for the best of the best, obviously, and I kind of feel like that's gotten soft as they've let more people in. But you say the Dan Marino thing, right? That's lazy. I get it. But like you when you think about Philip Rivers, you know in the NFL, you don't like. Philip Rivers is there with the NFL. You can't think of the NFL without Philip Rivers. He was always there with his team. You talk about his busted knees, playing with a busted knee in the playoff game against the Pats. And, I mean, he's there. He's a grinder. He's out there with his team getting down, you know. He's a Hall of Famer. You can't write the story of the NFL without him, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joe, for calling from San Diego. This is, well, you can omit the story. He can be a kind of a note in it. But this is the other thing. When you are right in the middle of the situation, sometimes it's hard to evaluate, especially if it's not blatantly obvious, unless it's right in front of your face. And so, yeah, we have quarterbacks who their accomplishments, they're right there. You can look and it's not deniable. But if I didn't give you a name or I presented this, let's just think about this. If I presented this information and his accomplishments to someone, And just in comparison, let's say 15 years from now, and I didn't say that it was Philip Rivers, but I told you, yeah, this guy, at the moment he retired, fifth all-time touchdowns, fifth all-time yards, passing yards, fifth all-time completions. He played 17 years. He was an 8-time Pro Bowler. Most people, if it wasn't the name Phil Rivers, most people would probably look at that 10 years from now and go, oh, yeah, he sounds good. He sounds pretty good. If I told you he almost had a 500 record in the playoffs and I told you about the consecutive games that he played, yeah, most people would say, oh, damn, he was one of the best. But because it's been recent and it's easy to look at his lack of playoff success, and that's pretty much where the buck stops. We don't have that body of work in the playoffs where you could look at Phil Rivers and go, oh, damn, he just got them over the hump. His numbers overall in the playoffs, he ended with 16 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Not bad when you're thinking about you're out there in the playoffs playing the best of the best. This is not the regular season where you're just out there beating up on the bottom feeders of the league. It's no Detroit Lions in the playoffs. Come on. Tony's calling from Arizona. Tony, what do you say?
Hey, guys. How you going? First-time listener. Everybody's giving all this Philip Rivers, all this big hype. All I got to say is it's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Consistently Good. He falls in that Frank Gore category of, yeah, the guy had a good career, but look at the Hall of Famer. I mean, they got to be the best at their position at the time. Were they a top five or did we see that guy? Was he the game changer? Philip Rivers was consistently good. Yes, he's like a Paul Konerko, being from Chicago. He was good, but not a Hall of Famer. Yeah. That's all I got to say. Enjoy listening to you.
Well,
guys.
You don't want
to
respond, Tony, do you? Huh? Wait.
No, I could. I just want to. I just love. Just
well,
say,
no,
yes,
I want to ask you.
Attention.
No, yes, but for what you said, who established that criteria that you just set forth?
Well, I mean, he took it for Drew Brees. It's not like he was taking.
No. But I hear your point, and I agree. I say I begrudgingly put him in. If it was my call, the entire Hall of Fame would be narrowed down a whole lot. But the fact is, there is no set criteria for the Hall of Fame. There is no establishment that you have to go year to year, and you got to be, let's say, top three or top four in your position. It varies. It really does. So if it was what you said, then we could say he's not a Hall of Famer. But the reality is that criteria that doesn't exist.
Well, can I just one more little quick point? Like,
go ahead.
If you want to throw in stats, he plays in that new generation of.
Oh, like, no, Tony. That is invalid. because if we're going to take that into account,
you're bringing up the top five in each category.
Well, Tony, stop. I hear what you're saying, and I can make a whole argument against your initial point is incorrect because, yes, we're talking about top five this and top five that. If that is the same case, then we would have to also invalidate everybody else that he played with. And his numbers are right there with the Peyton Mannings, with the Bradys, with the Breeze. And so what does that tell you? It doesn't mean that he was the only person that, quote unquote, had his numbers or stats inflated because of the era that he played in. Everybody did. So he's not an outlier in that regard, Tony. Thank you so much for calling up from Arizona. I agreed with your first point. You know, if you think that the qualifications of going into the Hall of Fame, you know, it's too broad, I can't argue that. But there are no qualifications. And secondly, yeah, well, look at the passing stats. Everybody's numbers are going up. Well, hell yeah, they are. The reality is, you give it a few years, somebody's going to go over 6,000 yards passing. And that's because it's now a passing league. And it's no different than all sports. The NBA, for instance, we haven't seen scoring like this since the 80s. So, yeah, things are changing. But it doesn't benefit one person. We can't look at one person as an outlier and say, oh, well, it's benefited him. What about everybody? That's just the facts. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls when we come back. And the top six list is coming in about 40 minutes. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It is JR. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to take more of your calls here on Phil Rivers. I then want to let you know about two candidates who might replace Phil Rivers in Indianapolis. I then want to update you on what the hell is going on with Patrick Mahomes. Is he going to be ready for the AFC title game? And then at the top of the hour, it's another top six list. Every single Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, in honor, I guess, of Phil Rivers, we're going to have a conversation. I'm going to give you my top six quarterbacks here in the 21st century. Who've been the top quarterbacks over the past 20 years? We'll talk about it. I got to remind you, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. And you should know this, with every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. You can see rules. You can enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Let's go ahead and check in with more of your calls. Tyler is calling from San Diego. Tyler, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What you got to say about your former guy?
What up, Jer? Yeah, I love seeing all the love coming in from San Diego. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, football player, hands down, not debatable. The reason everybody's calling him from San Diego is because he's a Hall of Famer person. He's a good guy. He's the best crap talker, the cleanest crap talker. Never says a bad word when he's talking crap, but always gets his point across. I saw him at 24-Hour Fitnesses playing pickup basketball games, got to hang out with him. He's an overall Hall of Famer good guy. That's why everybody likes him. In a day and age of, you know, Twitter and, you know, people doing terrible things, doing drugs, whatever it is, he's been a stand-up guy. And that's why everybody loves him as a person and a football player, Hall of Famer, hands down for football, Hall of Famer, good person. Somebody that my son and my daughter could look up to.
Hey, listen, Tyler, that's a good enough reason for me. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Tyler, for calling up from San Diego. Yeah, we got a lot of folks who, you know, people look at them when it boils down to, you know, how ethical of a person is it? What did you do on or off the field? That is a very good point. That's not criteria, though, but we'd be remiss to think that that doesn't factor in or has not factored in. Reputation. Rafael is calling up from Baltimore. Rafael, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think? Rafael, you're live. Rafael is, I don't know, maybe he got lost in the Inner Harbor. It's difficult there. Ra is also calling from Maryland. Ra, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Did you, like, get rid of the other person on the phone? What happened?
No. I didn't get rid of him. I don't know what's going on. He's with the rest of the Ninja Turtles up there in Baltimore. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So I think he's going to the Hall of Fame, but I actually want to give 2 points counter to my own opinion. So here's one reason he might not go, okay? First, he has a team right now, okay? He has a legitimate squad. He's got T.Y. Hilton, great running back. He's got Darius Leonard on the other side of the ball, straight out of HBCU South Carolina State, just a maniac on the defense. He's got all-pro on the offensive line.
Ron, my apologies for cutting you off. You are aware we're having this conversation because he retired, right?
Yes, I am aware.
Okay, so why are we going back in time? Go ahead. Just wanted to make sure.
What I'm saying is that the fact that he had a team, had past tense, and he's retiring with a decent 11-5 team, it kind of looks weak. I mean, you're letting the team down.
No, come on, man. He played for 17 years.
All right, that brings me to my second point.
Please.
My second point is, so you have people like Peyton Manning playing 20 years plus, Drew Brees 20
whoa,
years.
Whoa, Ron, no, Ron. Peyton Manning was not 20 years plus. Peyton Manning had to unfortunately retire because his body was banged up, including his neck and his back.
But he rested for as long as he could to get that second ring. He didn't let his team down and leave been playing for whatever. No, he rested. Ron. And you're playing in a day and age where Tom Brady is what? He might play until he's 45 to get more rings. So you got a good team and you got other folks who are risking it for X amount of years. You're going to leave?
Ron. I hear you. Thank you for calling from Maryland. And so, by the way, that Drew Brees guy that you mentioned, he came back with a punctured lung, 11 fractured ribs. His wife revealed today that he had a tear in his foot as well as his shoulder. And, so I guess if Drew Brees, even though he has a Super Bowl, if Drew Brees decides to retire, which we think he will, you going to tell me Drew Brees quit on the Saints? I mean, those folks in Indianapolis, I would tell you, there is not a damn person, there's not a teammate, there is not a coach who is going to look at Phil Rivers and go, man, that guy quit on us. I'll tell you this, Ra, you are bugging. You out your mind. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You, I hope, are not out of your mind. I know someone who is not out of his mind. He is pretty awesome. It's Bob Huesler here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Having a conversation about Phil Rivers. He retired today. Is he going to the Hall of Fame? I think so. There's no set criteria that says you got to have an MVP. You got to have X amount of this. There's none of that. You get nominated, there's 100 guys, that gets narrowed down to five, basically, and it's voted upon by 48 members of the media. And Phil Rivers, when you think about his longevity, his accomplishments, 8-time Pro Bowler, 240 consecutive games played, 5th all-time in touchdowns, 5th all-time in completions, 5th all-time in passing yards. He didn't necessarily always have success in the postseason, never really getting past the divisional round. He did appear in the AFC title game one time with a busted knee, got kicked out by Tom Brady. He's had an awesome career. He's going into the Hall of Fame, all things considered. And I look at it this way. If I were to take away the name Phil Rivers and present these stats to you from, let's say, 5 years from now when he would be eligible, maybe 10 years, you would look at it and say, oh, that guy was pretty damn great. Put him in the hall. I think it's easy to get lost with what's going on right now. There was a caller before we went to break. Hilarious caller. He basically said Phil Rivers, this is like a X on his career that he quit on the Colts. Hey, Stu, can you believe that?
Yeah, that's pretty hard. A guy plays 17 years, and the guy says he quits. I think it was Rob from Maryland, I believe. Yeah, he said he quit on the Colts, and guy played 17 years. Come on.
And he played one season for the Colts. Everybody knew he was closer to the end than he was to the beginning. It might only be a one-year situation. It's not like the Colts were 7-0, and all of a sudden he said, you know what? I'm just going to go home. But there was a player. Who was the guy a couple of years ago? He basically quit in the middle of the year.
Yeah, the defensive back, Vontae Davis. He was on the Bills at the time, and it was halftime, and he was like, that's it. I'm done. See you guys later.
Yeah, and they were kind of PO'd about that. Ironically, Vontae played for the Colts as well. So if you want to look at someone who actually quit, look at Vontae Davis. To put Phil Rivers in that space is absolutely ridiculous. Now, we do know that this is a position that they're going to have to fill. I'm going to get back to the phone lines in a second. I want everybody to hear from Chris Ballard. He happens to be the Colts general manager. This was last week prior to Phil Rivers announcing that he was calling it quits. Obviously, he did that today. This is what Chris Ballard had to say about the quarterback position.
We scout every quarterback in the league. We do that. I mean, we do that now. We scout the entire league. So quarterback happens to be a position that we scout too. And we do it in a draft. We'll figure it out.
Let's see what they do. I think the Colts, I'm not putting them in a position to go ahead and snatch a young quarterback in the draft, maybe to develop. It would make more sense if they would bring in someone like a Matthew Stafford, maybe trading for Carson Wentz. But by all indications, Carson Wentz looks like he will more than likely return to the Eagles. You think about that salary. There's just so much. The Eagles are still an entire mess between them and the Texans. Who the hell knows what happens? 855-212-4CBS. I want to get back to more of your phone calls here on Phil Rivers. Do you think he's going into the Hall of Fame? And then at the top of the hour, I'm going to give you my top six quarterbacks here in the 21st century. Let's go to Detroit. Speaking of Matt Stafford, Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Would you put Phil Rivers in the Hall?
Yeah, no. You know, you start looking around like guys like Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan down there in Atlanta, and these guys are all going to pass him. If you just go off yardage, all those guys will be Hall of Famers, and they all suck. So you can't just put those guys
Todd, stop talking. I'm sorry, Todd. I'm not trying to have a talking battle with you. I'm trying to have a conversation. Did you just say they all suck? Do you really mean that, or are you exaggerating?
What I mean is that they have great talent and stuff, but they just can't win. They're not winners. Matt Stafford is one of the most talented quarterbacks, but guess what? He's got 24 pick sixes in his career.
Well, Todd, I apologize. Your phone sucks. Sorry. Call me back from a phone next time, not a VCR. You set yourself up for that one. I'm sorry. Now, look. You have Matt Ryan here. Matt Ryan was an MVP. Matt Ryan also has numbers. And yes, that is also another cop-out. I am sorry to say, well, if we're ever going by passing yard, it's everybody. No, man. Yes, we know the era. And yes, we know the time has changed. Matt Ryan is a curious case whenever he decides to call it quits, because his numbers are up there. Do I think Matt Ryan is underappreciated? Yes. Am I ready to say that Matt Ryan, just let's throw him in the Hall of Fame? I'm not so certain. I would want to kind of dig in that a little bit. But Matthew Stafford? No. I wouldn't even put him necessarily in the same category. What are we going to play, though? Let's put him on a different team game? Dave is calling from Alabama, hopefully not from a VCR or a payphone. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going? I spoke with you last night.
Okay. Well, I talk to a lot of people, Dave. You were who?
The sadistic laugh.
Oh, well, don't say nothing ridiculous tonight, okay?
No, I won't do that to you, man.
But
to me, as far as Phil Rivers, yeah, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But my thing is that they really didn't build a good team around him, or he would have had stats through the stratosphere. But they didn't build nothing around him for him to work with in order to get to where he really need to be.
Yeah.
And the man, he's a good quarterback. But if he had the right pieces around him, hey, he'll be passing Tom Brady as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you for calling from Alabama, and thank you for not laughing like a crazy person, okay? too late. Hey. Yeah. Oh, damn it. I set myself up for that one. That's all. That was almost the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase laugh. That's creepy. I appreciate you, though, Dave, from Alabama. Let's go from Alabama to New Jersey, and let's talk to Avi. Avi, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you? It's my first time listening. Really enjoy the show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. So, first of all, a couple callers back mentioned that Philip Rivers only retired after 17 years. If you count the year that Peyton Manning sat out, he only played 17 years also, because he had 18 years, but he sat out 2011. Now, I think Philip Rivers, the number one curious thing I have to say, and one of your thoughts on this, is he's leaving $25 million on the table. Obviously, he's not, like, you know, in desperation for it, you know, obviously. But that's the number one thing I thought of when I thought it, because he signed a two-year $50 million deal, and he's leaving that money on the table. But you mentioned since the start of 2000, your top six quarterbacks, and I'm going to tune in. I'm going to make sure they'll be listening. But can I give you mine and then get your thoughts on them?
Well, we got a lot of callers. I don't need you stealing my thunder, Avi, so stay tuned, okay?
Peyton, Brady,
Rod. Well, Avi failed in class. What the hell is his problem? Hey, Avi, you know what you just did? Don't call me no more. A Junior, he's calling up from Houston, Texas. Junior, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, Jer, I think what a lot of people are failing to realize is that the average life of most NFL players is
3 to 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
And for Philip Rivers to play 17 years in a violent, brutal sport, that in itself is enough for me for him to be in the Hall of Fame. And you mentioned the word longevity. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King said longevity has its place. We love you in Sunnyside, Texas, JR Sports Brief.
Oh, I appreciate you, Junior. Thank you so much for calling up. Thank you. Shout-outs to Junior. Longevity, that's an excellent point. You know, I bring that up a lot. Average career, 3 to 4 years. I'm pretty sure Junior, you know, he's heard that from me enough. Look, dudes wish they had that man's career. A lot of quarterbacks would sign up for what Phil Rivers has done. Ryan from San Diego, go on ahead.
Hey, what's up, JR?
Terrific.
All right, this is my take on for Philip Rivers. He belongs in the Hall of Fame simply because of the company and the numbers that he's in right now.
Hmm.
If you look, I mean, top five, and then you want to break down what Hall of Fame says is Hall of Fame. So how many times out of his career was he not, like, in the top five, if not top ten, you know, spotlight of his career, being famous, you know what I mean? Not, a, you know.
Yeah,
and then,
no.
And, then on my, and my last comparison is, I know that there's no criteria number-wise and things like that, but if Kurt Warner got in, then my boy Phillip got to get in. But
well, that's come on. We know he won a Super Bowl. We know the story. It was a damn Disney story. He won a Super Bowl. He was on one of the greatest offenses of all time, and he almost did it again when he was a member of the Cards. So I don't know if I'd necessarily make that comparison. I appreciate you for calling up. Shout-outs to Ryan from San Diego. Let's talk to John from Houston. John, go on ahead. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, he should definitely go, and I'm going to tell you why. Not only because of the stats. Now, maybe those callers that don't think he should go because he didn't make it to the Super Bowl, let me tell you this. You got to have a full team to make it to the Super Bowl. One man does not go by himself. Now, with that in mind, think about this. What if Philip Rivers played for New Orleans? What if Philip Rivers would have played for Green Bay? What if he would have played for New England? Now would he be? He would have been a rock star. That's all I got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John, for calling from Houston. Jerry, you're going to get the last word from San Diego. Jerry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, GR. Thanks very much for the platform. And I agree so much with all the pros and cons tonight. There's a lot of good information. I wanted to bring up, when Archie Manning's son was drafted by the Chargers, he didn't want him to play because when Archie was with the Saints, he got the hell beat out of him. And he knew that if his son Eli went to the Chargers, he would get the hell beat out of him. And it's that way for Phillip 16 years here. Lousy offensive lines. And the other thing is people make a, you know, they make a big deal about the interceptions that he throws, but he had no defense to stop the other team. So he's constantly having to force throws. And he can never counter his defense to get the ball back to him like Brady did. If Brady threw an interception, he could counter his defense to get it back to him. And those are my points, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Jerry, for calling from San Diego. You know, I think when you really boil it down, he's a Hall of Famer. I said this at the onset. It's easy to look at Phil Rivers and look at the players in his era. It's easy to take a look at what he didn't accomplish. But when you look at what he did do, how many people have had that type of career? His career is in the upper echelon of quarterbacks who have ever played the game. And that is Phil Rivers. In all honesty, realistically, even in a hardcore fan, I could present his numbers to you and I could compare them with other numbers. You wouldn't think any different on his standing. You really wouldn't. You would look at his accomplishments. You would look at what he's done and you'd have no choice but to say, oh yeah, he's right there with him. Put him in a Hall of Fame. So a lot of times it's real difficult to see the whole big picture when you're so fresh, still in the middle of it. Phil Rivers, Hall of Famer. It's Wednesday night. When we come back, I'm giving you another top six list. Top six quarterbacks in the 21st century. Who is it? Who have been the best quarterbacks over the last 20 years? I'm going to tell you when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.